My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, one Sunday after the Mass, just like any one of us, a woman went back to her house. After 2 days, she wanted to go to bed and she could not get sleep. So she tried to sleep on her bed, but she could not get sleep. So after around 11:30 at night, she gets up, takes her car and comes to the parish house. The priest is sleeping in the parish house. She rings the bell. And the priest thought something else, and he, in a hurry, he comes down and opens the door, and he finds that woman is standing in front of the door. The priest asked her, "What happened? You are here in the middle of the night?" Then the woman said, "Father, you know, I am not able to get sleep." "So what? Now you are disturbing me, coming at the middle of the night and disturbing me." And the woman said, "Father, I don't get sleep." Then father said, "Okay, that's good. So do one thing. You go to Mother Mary statue, you pray rosary, then you might get sleep." So, as for the instruction of the priest, the woman went to Mother Mary statue and prayed rosary. And meanwhile, father went to his bed and he was sleeping. And after the saying rosary, again this woman, again she comes and knocks or rings the bell. Again priest was annoyed, and he comes down, touching his eyes, and comes down. "What is that you are disturbing me so much this night?" "Father, you know, I don't get sleep." So priest did not know what to tell this woman, because she is coming at the middle of the night. And the woman, humbly, she said, "Father, I would like to make a request to you." So what is that? Curiously, the priest asked. The woman said, "Father, you know, last Sunday when you are preaching, I could sleep very well in the church. Could you please preach the same sermon today also?" So this is what sometimes it happens, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. And probably you don't have to come to me, because I'm not going to be here after 3 days. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is telling us today, the kingdom of heaven is like, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant who is trying to buy the pearl, precious pearl. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who is found the treasure in the land, and which is sold out all his property and trying to buy that land where there is treasure. The kingdom of heaven is like a fisherman who goes for fishing, and he collects all the good fish and throws the bad. Jesus is trying to tell the kingdom of heaven is like this. But he never said kingdom of heaven means this, or kingdom of heaven means this. What he is trying to tell us today, and what St. Paul is telling about the kingdom of heaven. He says in his letter to the Romans, he says rightly, in chapter 14, verse 17, he says, "Kingdom of heaven does not mean food and drink. Kingdom of heaven does not mean food and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy." Kingdom of heaven means righteousness, peace, and joy. What it is to be a righteous person? And who is a righteous person? My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 20, Jesus is telling us, "Unless your righteousness goes beyond that of the experts in the law and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." You understand clearly what the statement of Jesus is trying to tell to us. Unless your righteousness goes beyond that of the experts in the law and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Which means, Paul is trying to tell us in his letter to Romans chapter 4, 22, therefore, his faith, whose faith? Abraham's faith was reckoned to him as a righteous person. Now, in the beginning, God the Father chooses Abraham first. Because of his faith, he is called the father of faith. Because of his righteousness, he is made the father of faith. And therefore, it is because of his righteousness, Abraham was called Abraham, and his righteousness was made into his faith. And therefore, that genealogy of Jesus from the time of Abraham to the time of Saint Joseph. Now we understand a couple of times the priest telling us, and we know that Joseph being a just man, he accepted Mary as his wife. Saint Joseph being a just man, he accepted. To be a just man or to be a righteous person, I need to accept or to I need to embrace that Christ. That means from the time of Abraham to the time of Saint Joseph or later Jesus, everyone who is called, that means everyone who whom God has predestined, he has called. And whom he has called, as St. Paul says in his letter to Romans chapter 8 verse 30, whom he has called also made justified persons, whom he has justified, he also glorified. And therefore, whomever God is calling, otherwise you can put in the words of prophet Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, you can put in like this: before you were formed, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you and appointed you to the nation. Which means, before we were formed, the joy and the faith and the righteousness were given to every one of us. And therefore, what is that meaning when you say that he's a particular man or woman is righteous, or a particular woman is a just woman, or a particular man is a just woman? What do you mean? Even you ask me, unless I am a just man, unless I am a righteous person, my prayer is not going to be heard in the sight of God. That's why St. Peter, out of his conviction, in his letter, first letter, he says, chapter 3, verse 12, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. You understand clearly. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their prayers. That means God is keen to look down upon the righteous first. God is keen to keep his ears to the prayers of the righteous. God is keen to keep his ears to the prayers of the just man. And therefore, St. James also is trying to tell us, the chapter 5, verse 16, the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. When we are just and righteous, our prayers are being effective and powerful. And the second point is the peace about which God is trying to tell us, one of the elements of the kingdom of heaven, where Jesus says, chapter 5, Matthew Gospel chapter 5 verse 9, he says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are called the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Those who try to make peace within themselves, those who try to make peace within the family, those who try to make peace within the community are the blessed ones, those who are called the children of God. And therefore, don't stop the children coming to me. Let the children come to me, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. What is that kingdom? You think that kingdom of heaven is in the church, or kingdom of heaven is above the roof, or the kingdom of heaven is in the sky? The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these children. What these children? What Jesus means? Because they are righteous people. They have peace in themselves, and therefore they also have joy within themselves. That's why most of us, or all of us, when we see the children, we try to take them and have an embrace, because that gives us that joy, that gives us happiness. And therefore, with regard to the joy, Jesus says in his parable, he says, Matthew chapter 25 verse 21, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You have been faithful in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." That means when you are being faithful, then enter into my joy. That is the kingdom about which Jesus is trying to say, the kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven is at hand. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, kingdom of heaven means that is in us with righteousness, with joy, and with peace. And therefore, you need to be, when you become like children, Jesus also says, when you become like these children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven, which means you need to be a righteous person. You need to be a just person. Then you will have peace of mind. You have peace in the family. You have peace in the community. You have peace in the country at large. And therefore, the joy, when as we see the children, we get the joy that God is going to give us this morning. And therefore, kingdom of heaven is the richest and the costliest of anything that we see on this earth, which simplifies, Jesus simplifies and puts kingdom of heaven is belongs to such as these children, which means we need to be like children. And we need to be joyful. We need to be peace. We need to be righteous, for which we are called to join into the kingdom of heaven, or the word, the kingdom of God, for which everyone is called, for which everyone is called to live. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.